Automotive, this is Patrick.
Patrick, this is Al Dieterman calling. I received a advertisement from you regarding a business loan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to talk about that.
Yeah, could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code? I'll pull up your file.
2511-2101-0015-4417.
Okay, let me pull up the file real quick. And that
Hyde Park property's name is just one of our storage facilities name. Our actual company name is A&D Mini Storage LLC.
Mini Storage LLC, perfect. I was just going to ask you about that. Is that also the DBA name as well?
Yeah, there really is a DBA, but the
company name is A&D.
A&D and sign A&D Mini Storage.
Mini Storage LLC.
Yeah.
Perfect. And you said I was speaking with Al. Is that correct?
Yeah, Al Dieterman.
Could you spell out Dieterman for me real quick?
D-I-E-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Perfect, Al. All right, so I just have a few pieces of information I need to confirm here on file for me, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you may have. So it looks like you structured the business as an LLC?
Yes.
And how long have you guys been in business for out there?
Well, A&D, we've been in business since 05. Prior to that, I was I had my own CPA firm, and then I retired and started in the storage business.
Oh, nice.
I also have a consulting business and property management business.
Okay, was that the Clyde Park Properties and Services, it looks like?
No, the Clyde Park is just the location of one of our storage facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The other company I have is called TPM, which is a property management company, and I do some consulting through there.
Oh, nice. And but the loan that you'd be inquiring about would be through A&D Mini Storage, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. All right. And just so we clear that out, on initially, if you ever wanted to, bring on any loans for the other businesses, we definitely could get that taken care of as well.
Okay.
Are you the 100% business owner for you guys as well, Al?
On A&D, I am. Yes. TPM,
okay.
I own 80%.
Perfect. A&D is the only one I'll ask you some questions about, basically, since
okay.
That's, where we're going with the loan. Billing address for you guys at A&D, is it?
It's 1425 Gazam Parkway, Southwest.
How do you spell Gazam?
That's G-E-Z-O-N.
Okay.
Parkway, Southwest, Wyoming, Michigan, 49509.
Southwest, and you said that was Wyoming, Michigan?
Yes.
Perfect. Wyoming, Michigan. And then best phone number in case we get disconnected.
616-291-5116. That's my cell.
Okay, perfect. And you guys maybe have a company phone as well, or is that just your cell?
616-532-7700.
7700. Perfect. And what's the best email for you, Al?
For me, it's a.dieterman. That's D as in David.
I gotcha.
Okay. At comcast.net.
Comcast.net. Perfect. All right, Al. So I think I confirmed just about everything I needed here on file. If you want to just kind of let me know what you're looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm probably looking for 1.25. What I'm doing through A&D is, as well as the storage facilities, is buying some homes, remodeling them, and flipping them.
Okay, and
that's what I'd use the 1.25 for.
Okay, so that's what you'd be using it for?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be basically looking to bring on some capital.
Yeah.
$125K?
Uh-huh.
Perfect, and you'd be using that to basically flip houses, renovate?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Buying the house and then renovating it and selling it.
Okay, perfect. And could you just kind of explain, you know, a lot, kind of elaborate a little more on what it is A&D does? You guys just kind of a mini storage unit, all seasons?
A&D owns 675 mini storages at four locations. That brings in revenue of roughly $700,000 a year.
Okay.
That's a very nice net, and cash flow is about $150,000 to $175,000 a year.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, those are going to be.
So we rent out storage units and we manage them and so forth.
And you guys have four locations. Are they all out there in Michigan as well, or all Wyoming?
Yeah, all Western Michigan.
Okay, not just in Wyoming.
No, we have one in Wyoming, one in Byron Center, one in Sparta, and one in Parchment.
Oh, nice. You said annual sales last year were about $700K?
Yes, yes.
What are you guys tracking for this year?
I just saw some figures. I got to think what I did with them.
It's fine, just kind of maybe a general ballpark. It doesn't have to be exact.
Yeah, we're
maybe like 800. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we've been going up about 8 to 10% a year.
Nice. What do you guys you know, attribute all the growth to? Just kind of the economy, or
the economy, price increases, and the market's just very strong. The storage market's very strong nationwide, but very strong in Grand Rapids area as well.
Right. I'm sure you guys get a lot of business and whatnot when the seasons start to change out there too, right?
Yep. Yep.
I'm sure. And when were you looking to bring this on by too? Do you have a deadline or just kind of shopping around?
I don't have a deadline, no. I haven't been shopping around either. I got your mailing. And it would be, it's not necessary, but it would be helpful for me. The problem we have is we buy a house, complete it, sell it, and then go get another one, and there's takes time to find houses today.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had this 125, I'd buy another, hoping the one that we're working on.
Okay,
well,
so I gotcha.
We're going to start here in a couple weeks. While we're doing that, I'd like to be able to for another house, but I need a little additional capital to do that.
Okay, I gotcha. You already had one picked out that you were looking to purchase, though?
Yeah, we'll close on that in the next week or two.
Nice. And was that the one you were looking to bring funding for, or was that the second one you mentioned?
No, it'll be a second one.
Okay, cool, cool.
We've been getting them on auction.com or Hub Zoo Auction.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes, it's been hard to find them. Must be several people are doing this. But anyway, it takes a little while to find one. We sold our last one in June, and we're just now finally finding one that we felt was the right one to buy. And so I'd like to be able to buy a second one while we're in the process of working on the first one.
Right, get it all started?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand that as well. What about kind of a return on the investment? Do you kind of have that quantified, you know, the ROI you'd be getting on this investment?
Yeah, on the first one, we invested $120,000 and had a profit of $30,000.
Okay.
And we would expect similar figures.
This for this
we
next one?
Bought for $85,000, we'll put $30,000 in it. And I think we'll make $25,000 to $40,000.
Nice. So, get a nice little return on those.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And do you have any current loans out, you know, currently through the business?
Through A&D.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a mortgage in every property. We're at about loan to value. Probably 55%.
Okay, and then do you guys have any current like capital loans out or maybe line of credit, anything like that for the business?
No. We've got four mortgages. Is that?
And just at each of the locations?
Yes. We got a mortgage at each location.
Okay, perfect. And then who do you guys bank with? Is it Wells Fargo, it looks like, or...?
No. We bank with Macatawa Bank, and that's a fairly local bank. We bank with Fifth Third,
okay,
which is the larger bank, and we bank with got to think of it, Macatawa, Fifth Third. We did one home with Wells Fargo. That might be how that showed up.
Okay.
But it's basically Fifth Third and Macatawa.
Which ones are you guys primary?
Well, for TPM Property Management, which is the other company, it's Macatawa Bank. That's who we'd be primary with. A&D, we'd be primary with
Fifth
both
Third.
Macatawa and Fifth Third.
Okay, you guys just kind of split it pretty evenly, or use bills for one?
Yeah.
Okay, I
gotcha. Property management, we have to have a separate bank account for every property we manage, so we do quite a bit of that through Fifth Third Bank.
Okay, I gotcha. So then you had you'd be having four different accounts for each of the locations?
Well, no, for each of the storage locations, we have just the the other bank is Chemical Bank. I couldn't think of that for a minute. Chemical Bank. A&D would be through either Chemical Bank or Macatawa Bank. Primarily would be Chemical.
Okay, I gotcha. Perfect.
And the Fifth Third would be through the TPM property.
Okay.
Where we have to have separate accounts on every property we manage.
I see.
But the four storage facilities are all through Chemical Bank.
I gotcha. Have you approached either, is it Macatawa, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Macatawa or Chemical for, you know, some capital on these, or just kind of returning our mailer?
No, I have not.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know a lot of times they, have a, pretty extended turnaround on those as well, but perfect.
I pay all my payments very timely, automatically taken out of my bank account.
And then how are
the problem with that?
Okay, that's great too. I was just gonna say, how do those accounts look? On average for monthly, any negatives, or are they pretty solid? Anything like that?
On the storage facilities, or
For A&D,
they're all very solid. Occupancies ranges 95% to 98%, 99% for the last year and a half.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just making sure there weren't any negatives or anything like that.
No.
Okay, great. And then how about your personal credit as well?
I had back when the real estate industry fell apart. I had about $25 million in real estate, developing residential lots and condos and so forth, and so that. I was with two other people, and we just couldn't hold out. I had to go bankrupt in 09, 10.
Oh, yeah?
That I did at 70 years of age. Before that, a very high credit.
Yeah.
Since then, I've built my credit back up to 7-something.
Nice. So you still got it up pretty high, though.
Yeah, and got my net worth back up to $3 million or so.
Nice, that's awesome.
Lost it all pretty much in 09-10.
Got it back, though.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I can understand that. We, still deal with the, experience that as well.
We had all these residential lots for sale and sold to builders. And the builders just walked away. They just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Died overnight then. But anyway, that was the one difficulty I had.
Yeah, I can imagine. But yeah, I mean, just in one night, right? Just like that. Still there?
Yep. So I'm building back up. The storage business has been very good, and I'm doing these, flipping these homes, primarily because I have somebody I'm working with that does all the construction work. I don't do any of the construction work.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to be doing any of that manual labor.
Yep. I don't have any skills in that area either. Whoever bought the house wouldn't want me working on it.
Exactly. You got to work. You're the smart worker, not the hard worker that.
Yeah. So I got this business loan application in the mail, and it would be helpful to me.
Definitely.
Glad I get it, but it would definitely be helpful.
That was gonna be my next question. Is just hypothetically speaking, what happens if you didn't get financing? What are your other options? Just kind of keep plugging away.
The other option would be I do a house, sell it, and then buy another one.
Okay, so just kind of keep on pace, huh?
It'd just be a slower.
Mm-hmm. Turnaround.
So.
Okay, perfect. All right, so with our application process, I'll go ahead and email it in about 5-10 minutes right when we get off the phone. Just a very simple, straightforward one-page application. Along with that, we require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and then a copy of the most recent tax return so we can get the ownership breakdown as well as the annual sales, because that is one of the big factors. And did you get 2015 squared away, everything, no extensions? Perfect. All right. So,
it'll be a 1065, so I'll mail that along with the bank statements.
Okay. Yeah, that works too. And I'll shoot that right when we get off the phone. And when do you think I can get that back from you too? I know it's Monday and everything.
Probably this afternoon.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, I know it's
easier. I hate to admit this, but it's easier if I can fax it. Only because I know how to scan.
Faxing we accept, definitely. On my email, it will have all my contact information. It will have the fax number.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, you can totally option. No worries on that. I'll shoot that over right when we get off the phone. And then can I also leave you with my dial here, excuse me, because this number that you called is the hotline one. So.
Okay.
All right, it's 858.
Yep.
252-1481. And then
what's
my name's Patrick.
Again?
Yeah, Patrick.
Patrick, okay.
Perfect.
All right, Patrick, I'll get that info back to you today.
Awesome. All right, Al, it was nice catching up with you, and I'll shoot that over.
What kind of interest rates do you charge, Patrick?
It really depends. We have a few different programs, so, really just depends on what you qualify for. But, based on what we've went over, it sounds like, business is pretty strong. And I'll go ahead and get that submitted in about 24 hours of, receiving everything, and then I can get you an answer on that, so.
Sounds great.
All right, I'll shoot it over right now. Yep.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye.
Yep, bye.